The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Previously on Dash.
Sal throws me the sword. It ignites as I catch it in the air. With everything I have left, I thrust it into this evil that's taken everything from me. And then, I'm not in the museum. I don't know where I am. In the air, there are 1,000 glowing orbs. The souls of those that brought this monster back to life, now free to finally rest. And then, oh God, I see him walking towards me. Blink. He looks gorgeous, like everything I've ever wanted. He opens his mouth and he says something, but I can't hear him. He keeps talking, but I can't hear a word he says. I can't. What are you saying? Talk to me? What is all this? I need to know.
You are listening to Dash, an interlude. The Case of the Ghost at the Hidden Tomb. Chapter 4, The Ghost.
Johnny? Are you there? Are you still on the line? Damn it!
I'm here. I'm still here.
Stop doing that!
You sound worried.
Worried? I have no reason to worry. You, on the other hand...
Yeah, you've said. You'll have the cops around the place. Take me in.
That would be the least of what I can do.
Is it?
Don't test me. Finish your story. How'd you get out?
Get out?
The hidden tomb, where you found the sword, the door.
What are you really after? It's time you told me something.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to hurt you. I can hurt him.
Him?
Dash Malone. I'll kill him. I will. I'll do it myself.
You can't. He has...
He has what? The sword? Does he have the sword? Is that how you're doing this?
No, he doesn't. He has something more important. More valuable.
More valuable?
He has the mark. But he also has the prayer. I made sure he did.
What prayer? From the tomb?
I wouldn't expect you to understand. You've never prayed a day in your life.
And the only time you were ever in a church was to steal from the collection plate.
It's not that kind of prayer. It's not one-sided or desperate or groveling with gratitude. It's a statement of purpose. It's a promise. A bond. One nothing can break. Not even in death.
In death.
That is why the next day, after we left Saqqara, I went to see a glyfter.
A glyfter?
Oh, you've heard of them.
They don't exist. Not anymore. I would have found one by now.
Figures you'd be searching for them.
So you found one then? Those who have the ability to imbue any object they engrave with power.
Not power.
If not power, then with what?
The moment I could get my hands on paper, I sketched what I saw in the tomb. It came so clear, as if it was already inside me. By noon the following day, I was in Cairo. I was given directions to a back alley that was connected to a listless side street. Even with the afternoon sun beating down, the alley was shaded and dark. It looked like no one had been down here in quite a while. When the tiny lane came to an end, there was a small door on the side of the wall. It was weathered and worn-looking, but solid nonetheless. I knocked on it, worried I was at the wrong place.
Go away!
I need to speak to...
Go away!
If you just give me a...
Go away!
I'm here to see a glifter.
Why?
I need something engraved. It's this ID bracelet. I need it.
Go to a jeweler.
I don't just need the words and symbols. I need a prayer. The meaning of it.
The meaning of it?
Yes. Here, look.
I see.
You do?
And who is this meaning for?
Someone
who?
Someone I love.
And why are you giving this person you love this? What's really inside this?
To prove...
Prove?
I need to show...
Bah! That is not love. For this to be given in this way, nothing needs to be proven. It must already be known.
I need you to do this.
I will not go away!
You will do this.
Such a tiny little sword. You think that frightens me?
It has its uses.
That's...
Yes.
You must take great care with that. It is holy.
I don't care what it is. You will do this, or...
You should care a great deal.
I won't ask again.
I protest. But I will do what you ask. Come in. Come in.
How did you find a glifter?
Our good professor, of course.
Of course. Helping you all along the way.
Help would be a loose term. You know as well as I do, they don't get involved unless they have to. Or at least they feel they do.
They just get in the way.
They try to. I knew he would. And I was ready for it.
How so?
You'll like this part. The night before I left Egypt, Abednego arranged for us to stay in a room at the world-famous Shepherd's Hotel. Located in the heart of Cairo, it's known for its opulence. The grand entrance to the place was adorned in pharaonic style, with flipped lotus-topped columns and bronze statues of bare-breasted women in ancient Egyptian garb flanking the main staircases. A dining room that was designed to make you think you were inside of a Fabergé egg, connected to the gardens that were alive with pelicans and flamingos. We stayed in one of the 340 lavish rooms. Abednego seemed to enjoy the luxury. I was leery of all the British soldiers in uniform. There was a war on, and I was like any American. I wanted no part in it. That night, we decided to have a nightcap. Our final night in Egypt. The night I knew he was going to make his move.
Wine? Mr. Plinkett's? Mr. Plinkett's.
Sure. Sorry, friend. I can't stop looking at this.
I take it you are pleased with the glyph's handiwork.
I can feel it. What's engraved inside? I can actually feel it. I hope he can.
I was surprised the glyph to perform the work so easily for you. I'm curious. Did he take any persuading?
Let's just say the sword helped.
Ah, yes. Imagine all the doors the cherub will unlock for you. The power you'll have.
I don't care about power. Artie can have the sword. I just care about the money.
That's what you came all this way to Egypt for. Money.
No. I found what I'm looking for. The money will just get us there.
Ah, so it's all for your love.
Yes.
And will you transcribe this engraving for him? Will you tell him about the prayer?
One day, when he finally trusts me.
A word of caution. A prayer, one shared between two souls, needs to be said in the ultimate bond of trust. If not offered in that way, it will disappear like a vapor into the atmosphere.
Trust.
Nyankunam and Kumonuntep were granted this prayer because they had faith in the gods and trust in each other. That was their love. Do you have that kind of love, Mr. Plinkett?
We do.
You seem unsure.
When he sees...
Ah, so you are giving this prayer to your lover out of hope that he will see.
He will see. Artie will pay up. We'll have a whole new life. And then he'll understand why I've done what I needed to do.
Then we shall drink to that.
Sure thing.
Ah, delicious.
Wine isn't normally my bag, but I'm always up for something new, especially it being my last night in Egypt.
Yes. When is it you leave?
Early tomorrow.
And the sword?
It'll be safe.
Please, take excellent care of the sword.
The glyphs called it holy. You said it could change the fate of humanity. Artie is paying several fortunes for it. Maybe he'll pay several more if it is what you say it is.
You yourself have seen what it can do.
It lights on fire. Nifty trick. Don't see how that's gonna change the fate of humanity.
Humanity did not always need to worry about its fate. At one time, this world was peaceful. There was no violence, only love.
Sounds like a fairy tale.
In a way. But unlike a fairy tale, this one did not have a happy ending. I have found that that's not something this world can sustain. And so, the weapon you hold, the first weapon ever created, was used to combat evil in its true form.
So, a war or something?
It fought the very first act of violence caused by the very oldest sin. Greed, not love. That can only lead to death, and the sword was made from the first source of life.
How is it...
burning? Flaming? I do not know. I was never allowed near it.
Never allowed?
You know what I am, don't you, Mr. Blinkets? You've met my kind before.
I have.
We are of the gods, but not quite one of them. Each of us has been given a gift to walk this world with, because we care so very much for it.
You're a group of selfless humanitarians?
Selfless? No. Humanitarian? Maybe. But not quite human either. But humanity needs this weapon back in this world. An evil is spreading that must be stopped before it's too late.
Why don't you take it for yourself? You knew where it was.
But it wouldn't reveal itself to me. I needed someone it wanted to find.
What does that mean?
How many times have I sat in this lost tomb, admiring the paintings, the stories, but the sword would not present itself to me?
You're saying it chose me or something?
I do not know, Mr. Blinkets, but I know you have it, and I know you can't leave Egypt with it.
That's so.
I know you have plans, but the world is so much bigger than you and your love.
Is this where you try to stop me?
No. I won't stop you. You will give it to me, freely.
And why is that? Your power, or gift, or whatever you want to call it, that won't work on me.
What do you know about my gift?
You can make anyone fall in love with you.
Indeed.
Except for those whose heart belongs to another, which is why it won't work on me, because my heart does belong to another.
Ah, you may think so. But has he accepted your heart? Does it truly belong to him? Does he even want it?
No, don't.
It'll be easier if you don't resist. It will be pleasurable, too.
Stay there.
But that's not what you really want, is it? You want to know me. You want to feel. You want to have me, don't you?
Want you.
Yes, you do, don't you? Allow me to taste you. Your lips, they taste so sweet. You may kiss me again after you give me the sword, of course.
No.
What?
No.
Give in. Give. I. Ugh.
What's wrong? You are so seductive.
Ugh.
Oh, you don't look well. Perhaps it's the poison I put in your wine.
You?
Now, I know beings like you can't die, but I wagered some poison would keep you off my trail for a while. They said this was poison from a snake. An asp, in fact. The same kind of snake that Cleopatra used to end her life. Felt that it was fitting somehow, being in Egypt and all.
You.
For the record, I lied. My plane leaves in about an hour, so I do need to get going. I'll just leave you here. Beautiful room and all. I'll also put the Do Not Disturb sign out on the door so you can recover in peace. My heart does belong to another. He may not have accepted it yet, not fully, but he will. After he sees what I've done, he will. Thank you for showing me what I needed to show him. See you around, Professor.
That was my favorite part of your entire story.
I had a feeling it would be.
We had a similar run-in, the professor and I. He didn't leave our encounter in perfect health either.
Do tell.
It was after, Johnny.
After?
Yes. After you...
After I what?
After you came back. From Egypt.
I only just got back recently.
Yes.
They recover quickly, don't they? These demigods. So he's out there, looking for me? Interesting. I'm surprised he hasn't found me out already.
I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. Besides, you already found another one of them, haven't you?
What are you talking about?
Zita Makara.
What does Zita Makara have to do with this?
Now who's playing games? You already said it. I know everything. I know all about her. The vessel.
Vessel? A vessel to riches, maybe?
Yes, I know all about the deal you tried to make.
Tried? You know less than you think. Zita Makara is making a big bid for that thing I found in Egypt, but I'm going to make her pay more.
She works in a museum. Or used to, anyway.
The Egypt exhibit? She runs it. It travels all over. That's why she wants the sword, the relic. She's offering so much money, much more than Artie. And Artie was already offering a fortune.
Is that what she told you?
She said she has it. I know she does.
How do you know?
I just do. And she's holding out on me. But she won't for long. She's desperate, I can tell.
Desperate? Oh, Johnny. I think I get why you're there. I think I get why you've come back. I think I get it now.
Come back? From Egypt, you mean?
That's not what I mean.
I don't care what you mean. I'm smarter than the tricks you try to pull, like with Codger.
I'm sorry?
In the pyramid, when Codger pulled a fast one on me, he said his allegiance was easily swayed.
Seemed like the type.
It was you, wasn't it?
I really don't want...
Why do you always lie to me?
That's what we do with each other, isn't it?
Yes, I guess we do. It doesn't matter anymore.
You're right. It doesn't. Fine. Yes, it was me.
How did you even know?
It's my business to be aware of every contingency that can interfere with the plan that's in motion.
You mean a mummy?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I wasn't exactly sure what could stop him, but I knew something was out there, and they were determined to find it.
The professor.
And the rest of them. Especially Zita Makara.
She's one of the...
Of course she is. I can't believe you were that easily duped. This is what gets you killed, brother.
She's still going to pay. She's going to
pay. She's playing you like an out-of-tune piano. How do you think Artie Ponderosa, a man whose life equaled nothing more than a parasite living out of his grandmother's pocketbook, how did he come to be so interested in unearthing a relic in a lost tomb in Saqqara?
He's just some rich idiot who had the money and the time to waste on Egyptology. This office is covered in Egyptian crap. There's books and maps and papers everywhere. He even has paintings on the wall. I'm looking at one right now, and the woman in the painting, she looks just like...
Like who?
Zita Makara.
Yes? What can I... Who are you?
Hello, Mr. Ponderosa. My name is Zita Makara.
Zita Makara.
I'm here regarding recent items you've uncovered. I have a proposal for you. May I come in?
A proposal? Yes, come in, come in.
It seems you've recently acquired quite a collection of Egyptian artifacts. Is that correct, Mr. Ponderosa?
It is. My grandmother collects antiques like they're going out of style, or should I say, not going out of style.
Yes, and she...
She fritters away money on what turns out to be crap half the time. Most of the time it's not even authentic, but this time it looks like we got the real deal. I got it all appraised and was shocked by the gold mine I was sitting on. I mean, she was sitting on my grandmother, that is.
Of course. Is this one of the pieces, the parchment, hanging on the wall here?
It is. It was rolled up in a crate full of crap. Thought it was going to crumble to pieces when I unwrapped it.
Do you know what this parchment says, Mr. Ponderosa?
I don't care if it was made last Tuesday. I was told a museum would pay a pretty penny for it. Are you from a museum?
I travel with an Egyptian exhibit that has been curated of items of this very time period. Everything from broken clay jars to parchments, very much like this. Even a mummy.
A mummy, did you say?
Do you know what this parchment says, Mr. Ponderosa?
Not at all. Doesn't look like it tells a pretty story either way. How valuable is it?
It tells a story, yes, one of horror, betrayal, but something more. This isn't just a story, it's a map. One that has been lost for centuries.
Like a treasure map?
Yes, to something lost long ago. Something from the very dawn of creation. Something that could save us. May I inspect this closer?
You break it, you bought it.
I have no intention of breaking this, I assure you.
You know, it's strange. You look like this woman in the middle of the painting, the one with the bizarre-looking snake around her. You look like... Are you from Egypt, Miss Makara?
I'm more by way of Egypt.
By way? Hey, I don't think you should touch that. I don't think... What the Sam hell did you do? The thing changed everything on it. Is moving.
I merely woke it up. This is not a painting.
No?
It truly is a way to the cherub... to the sword.
The what?
Mr. Ponderosa.
Call me Artie.
What you have here is invaluable. How would you like to have wealth and power beyond your wildest dreams?
Would I?
But we must find it. You must use this map to find it. And when you do...
Yes?
You'll get everything you deserve.
It's my business to know things, Johnny. Miss Makara thinks I didn't know what she was up to. She needed someone to find the cherub, and she duped Artie Ponderosa into financing the trek. And it was quite a surprise that he came to my long-lost brother to fetch this item that could ruin everything I had been planning.
Long-lost? You were the one who disappeared.
If that's what you want to call it.
What else could it be?
And who has disappeared now?
Disappeared? I'm right here.
And where is here, exactly?
I'm... Don't. No. Don't try and distract me. You had Codger in your pocket all along from the start of this whole thing.
That was easy. You and Codger had worked together many times before. Quite a team.
Never a team.
Well, I suppose so. He had a history of double-crossing you. What happened in Sudan and all. That is why you ended up a two-bit con in the gutters of L.A.
You don't know anything about it.
Enough to know the great resources you used to have were dried up. Codger would be the only one you'd turn to.
Well, he owed me. Besides, I had a lot of dirt on him.
I always wondered, after what he did to you back in Sudan, why you didn't just let the authorities know where he was. He was a wanted man.
I was keeping him at bay, just in case I needed it.
And he double-crossed you again.
No. He paid for it.
I bet.
I was flying out of Egypt that night myself. There was a small airfield outside of the city. I'd arranged to fly some phony artifacts back to the States for a crew of bogus antique dealers I know. It was a good cover to get the sword past anyone who might be looking for it. I had just loaded the plane up when the one person who was looking for it reared his ugly head.
Going somewhere?
Codger. You look a little worse for wear.
You can't even imagine what the desert can do to a man when he's stranded. Alone. Without any supplies. No water. For days on end.
Guess I wouldn't know that. Any more than you'd know what it's like to be bludgeoned on the back of the head and then buried alive in a pyramid with no light.
I thought it would be a quick end.
Funny. Was hoping it was going to be a long end for you.
As you can see, I'm still very much alive.
As am I. No thanks to your double cross. Again.
Don't make this personal, Johnny.
It already is. Get out of my way. I've got a plane to fly.
I'm afraid you won't be doing that tonight.
Nice looking gun you got there.
You didn't need it.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Give me what you found in that pyramid.
Who says I found anything? I was lucky to get out of there alive.
I don't believe you, Johnny. I know you wouldn't be leaving Egypt unless you found it. Open those crates. Now!
Fine. You want to see what I found? All right. I gotta open this crate here.
Make it quick.
Whatever you say.
I didn't want this, Johnny. And I'm sorry. But I'm being paid.
Save it, will you? I don't get time for it.
This isn't anything like what happened in Sudan, believe me.
You made a choice. You chose to stab me in the back.
You must listen to me. We were partners in Sudan. I didn't know the gold we were set to smuggle out of that country was being watched. The night those British soldiers raided us, you ran one way, I ran another. I had nothing to do with them finding us. You must believe me.
If that's how you want to see it.
That's how it was.
What about now?
I have to go where the price is right, my friend. I'm sorry. I don't think you quite know what you're after here. All the power it has.
And I'm sure you know all about it.
I know who wants it. And that alone tells me all I need to know.
Okay, got the crate open. Just gotta move this Excelsior.
Don't try anything funny.
I'm all out of jokes.
You know, Johnny, I did treasure our night together.
Yeah. Can't say I regret anything more.
So cruel.
Here you go.
What is that? That's nothing. That's just a wooden...
Yeah, a wooden sword. That's all there was. You want it? Here, take it.
No tricks.
I hand conjured the sword, and as he grasped it, the blade ignited.
It's on fire! How?
And the flames from the sword leapt off the tiny weapon. They traveled up Codger's arm, which was still grasping onto the sword.
It's on fire! I'm on fire!
And the fire from the blade engulfed every part of that treacherous lech. Codger. Can't say I'll miss him.
A fitting end.
You should be so lucky.
And then Artie ended up dead. And you aligned yourself with a far more deadly counterpart, Zita Makara.
She's the key to getting all I want. That's what she is.
Your death is what she is.
I'm not going anywhere, sister.
Anywhere? Where do you think you are, Johnny?
You know where I am. You tracked me down here.
And where is that?
Artie Ponderosa's office.
And where is he? Have you seen him?
Why the games? He's dead and you know exactly how that happened.
I do. Do you?
It doesn't matter.
I think it matters a great deal. Where is he, Johnny? Where's the man who offered you a fortune to find the oldest weapon this world has ever seen?
He's dead. You know that.
And you?
And me what?
You're dead, Johnny.
Don't threaten me.
It's already happened.
What?
Them. Zita Makara is one of them. But unlike that fool professor you met in the desert, she is, or should I say was, connected to her ancestor, Impetu. She was his vessel. I can't believe I didn't see it all along. She was using him, playing him too. What a fool, what a waste.
What are you saying?
All this time we've been talking, you don't know.
Know what?
You're dead. She killed you.
You're insane, I'm not dead, I'm
she
not.
She didn't just kill you, Johnny. She leached your soul out of your body and used it to rejuvenate that monster. And it would have been worth it. We almost did it. We almost.
You're lying. You've been following me. You know why I'm here.
I don't. I don't know why. But I do know how. Those false doors you found in Egypt, buried in the sand, in the chamber, how you got out. They aren't just in Egypt, and they aren't false doors. They are portals. Portals to the other side. And you've been crossing over through that one for days now.
Crossing over through?
That office is one of those doors.
This office?
Don't ask me how or why that location is so special. We've been watching that office. Your detective foolishly stumbled in there trying to find answers to questions he didn't even know how to ask. There were orders given to clear it out, but then they saw you.
Some kind of job this is. Says to clear out the place, then says no, just watch it? Watch a bunch of junk in the middle of the night. What for?
No.
Where is it?
No.
What the hell? Hey, how did you get in there? I'm a cop. Which one is it again? Hold it right. Wait a minute. Oh, they don't pay me enough for this.
And since then, we've kept someone watching it. Every night they see you. Or something that looks almost like you.
No.
You keep crossing and searching this office. So, I took a chance and called. And you picked up my brother, who had been killed months ago, picked up the phone.
Months ago?
What are you looking for in that office? What's there that you need to find?
What am I looking for?
Tell me, Johnny, why are you still here?
Dash, I tried to speak to him. I tried to tell him.
What?
The next time I see him, the next time...
The next time?
I'm dead.
Yes.
And I'm here because...
Yes?
Dash. The Ouroboros. He's in danger. He has to know.
What does he have to know? Tell me!
I can see it so clearly now. It's been right here. Right here.
We've been over every inch of that office. What's there that's so important? What's there?
It's so simple. But it's nothing you would ever understand. Nothing you could see. Nothing you could find. You're too far gone.
Me? You're the one who's dead, not me.
I don't know about that.
Nonsense.
This isn't going to end well for you.
And how would you possibly...
Because it didn't end well for me. But he... He found me. He emerged in me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hell. Ha! I shouldn't warn you. You don't deserve it, but I will.
I'm not scared.
You should be. I know what you're looking for. I can see it now. Something that's been sleeping. You want to wake it up.
I will. And when I do...
You'll see how small you really are. Stop now. Hell is all that's there for you.
Johnny.
I'm dead. I'm not coming back. This was your last chance to say anything. As my sister, Emily. As my family. And look what you wasted it on.
Wasted?
This is the last time you'll ever hear my voice. I hope you got what you wanted. But I don't think you ever will.
You didn't tell me anything.
Goodbye, sis. Or should I say, go to hell, Scorpion. You can't say I didn't try to stop you.
Johnny! Johnny!
False doors only appear as actual doorways to this realm. For those who have passed over, those on the other side, it is used as a passageway, a portal back to this realm.
Back to this realm?
To the present, and all that has existed before.
Dash!
And then, I'm not in the museum. I don't know where I am. In the air, there are 1,000 glowing orbs. The souls of those that brought this monster back to life, now free to finally rest. And then, oh God, I see him walking towards me. Blink. He looks gorgeous. Like everything I've ever wanted. He opens his mouth and he says something.
Hey, lover. It's so good to see you. I can't stay long and there's so much I want to say. I don't even quite know how to say it.
But I can't hear him. He keeps talking, but I can't hear a word he says.
You need to know, you will see me again. This isn't the end. I wish I could tell you what's about to happen next will be easy. It won't.
I can't. What are you saying?
It's going to hurt. But we'll work it out together.
Talk to me.
Because I'm not leaving your side.
What is all this? I need to know.
I'll always be here.
Please.
The next time we meet, you'll understand. I promise.
He grabs me. He looks me right in the eye. And he says something that I can't hear.
God, I love you so much.
And then he kisses me. I never want to leave this embrace. But something is pulling me back. And somehow I know that after all of this, everything is going to change.
You have been listening to Dash, an interlude, the case of the ghost and the hidden tomb, starring Christopher Tolomeo, Kathy Mostek, Thomas Robert Irvin, Lee Jacobs, Sarah Luciano, Shana Massad, Richard Dietz, with Peter Zielinski and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersol. Sound design by Mick Loro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Loro. Cover art by Vinny Rico. Executive producer Mick Loro. Dash created by Dave Ebersol and Delia Gable. Stay tuned next week as we check in with Cindy Crenshaw one more time before we officially begin Dash Season 2. Of course, you can hear that and all of Season 1 ad-free right now on Patreon. Patreon.com/lightboothblackout. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.